From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Senate has unanimously passed a bill making it illegal for employers and health insurers to discriminate based on a person's genetic makeup. NPR's Julie Robner has more.
This was the third time the Senate has passed so-called genetic non-discrimination legislation, but the first time it's done so after the House has passed a companion measure. The bill still needs one last vote in the House because the Senate made some small changes, but then it's on to President Bush, who will sign it, ending a 13-year quest by scientists who say the protections are needed to encourage patients to take advantage of advances in genetic medicine. Massachusetts Democrat Edward Kennedy is one of the bill's sponsors.
It means that people whose genetic profiles put them at risk of cancer and other serious conditions can get tested and seek treatment without fear of losing their privacy, their jobs, or their health insurance.
Final House action is expected next week. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Following her big win in Pennsylvania's primary this week, Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton is reaping the rewards. That includes a major cash infusion that was desperately needed by her campaign. The Clinton camp says in the 24 hours after her convincing win in Pennsylvania, roughly $10 million flowed into the New York senator's campaign coffers. Clinton had reported having just over $9 million in cash on hand at the end of last month, with $10 million in debts. Clinton is in North Carolina today, head of that state's primary May the 6th. Her rival Barack Obama is off the campaign trail, spending the day in Chicago. Republican presidential candidate John McCain today criticized the Bush administration's response to Hurricane Katrina. The comments come as McCain toured the lower Ninth Ward in New Orleans. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
McCain saw a few houses that had been rebuilt right next to empty houses that still had spray-painted X's made by rescue workers just after the storm in August 2005.
Never again will we experience such mishandling of a natural disaster and the suffering that ensued from it. That will never happen again.
McCain said if he'd been president, he'd have flown to the nearest Air Force base to direct the recovery, but he stopped short of criticizing President Bush directly. McCain's walk through the Lower Ninth Ward was part of a tour this week to largely Democratic communities that have fallen on hard economic times. A campaign spokeswoman says McCain hopes to burnish his economic credentials and show that he's a Republican who cares about those in need. Jeff Brady, NPR News, New Orleans.
Hamburger giant Wendy's announced today it's agreed to be acquired by the parent company of Arby's. Triarch Companies, owned by billionaire investor Nelson Peltz, says it will pay roughly $2.3 billion in stock to acquire Wendy's. Wendy's put itself up for sale last June under pressure from Peltz, who already owned 10% of the company. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 85 points today to close at 12,848. This is NPR News. President Bush said he remains optimistic a Mideast peace agreement can be reached before he leaves office. The president, meeting with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, said he is confident the respective sides can agree on the definition of a Palestinian state. Today's White House meeting comes as Palestinian and Israeli negotiators have made little progress toward reaching a peace accord. The administration has acknowledged talks that began 5 months ago have gotten bogged down. In Dallas, the Federal Aviation Administration announced today it is again trying to stop FAA managers in Texas from covering up events where airplanes flew too close to one another. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
By the FAA's own admission, its air traffic control operation at DFW International Airport has turned into a hotbed of managerial misconduct. That in turn has spurred three separate DFW air traffic controllers to become whistleblowers, trying to make the FAA do the right thing. Thursday, the FAA announced it is removing its top two ranking managers in Dallas for repeatedly covering up safety violations. This is the second time in 3 years that the FAA has been forced to intervene in Dallas. The FAA conceded that its efforts in 2005 to stop its managers from covering up instances of aircraft flying too close together had failed. Acting FAA Administrator Bobby Sturgill told a news conference, "We're not going to stand for this." Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
As many as a dozen homes were damaged in storms that tore through an area near Fort Worth, Texas. There were also several unconfirmed reports of tornado touchdowns. Officials say the homes in an area about 12 miles south of Fort Worth sustained roof damage. No major injuries were reported as a result of the storms. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.